How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction.
What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the Action After. This week, we're sitting down, we're talking about Kathy Caprino's Action After item, which was very simply 20 facts about you. All right, now I'm excited for this week's Action After because really, we're going to take a beautiful exploration about you, everything about you. And for many of you, I think this will be truly, truly a beautiful and an incredible learning experience. Now, one of the things that I've noticed, you know, talking to, dozens of people on this podcast, over 100 people on this podcast, thousands of people in the coaching and training that I do, is it's the people that are the most introspective that really do have a tremendous quality of life. It's the people that are willing to ask themselves and learn about themselves. Say, do I like this? Do I not like this? And the reality is the more self-aware you are about who you are, the more you can navigate in a proper way to get to where you really want to be in your life. If you don't know who you are, well, then how the heck are you going to know where you want to go because you don't even know who you is, right? So today, we're going to be diving in and figuring out a little bit more of who exactly are you. And I know you're maybe thinking, you know, I've been with me my whole life. What do you mean I don't know me? Well, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into you, and then we're going to pull some lessons from that, all right? So Kathy talked about the 20 facts of you. Now, if you want, you can go two ways about this. One, if you want to dive full in, do 20. If you don't want to dive full in, I'm going to ask that you go for at least 5. And if you're kind of in that middle playing ground, go 10. All right. So 5 to 10, if you really want to push it, go 20. But all you're going to do for the first step of this Action After this week is, number one, I want you to write down, what are 5 things that you have achieved in your life? 5 moments you can be proud of yourself, 5 minutes you did something. And this could be from a small thing to a big thing. All right. This could be one time when you were in school and you gave this one speech and you were so scared, but you crushed it. Right. It could be another time where you wanted to ask a cute guy, cute girl out and you were freaking out, but you did it and you got this beautiful result. Right. It could be a time where it was a career decision that you were making. You're trying to make a step for your life and you made the decision and it turned into something beautiful. All right. But the first thing you want to write down in your notes are, what are 5 moments where you've achieved something in your life? And again, you want to write the outcome here. All right. And what we're doing here is we're building you up in this sense, right? To remind yourself, and we all need this reminder sometimes, that you can do some pretty amazing things when you put your mind to it. Right. Sometimes we go throughout our life, we put ourselves in these states of saying, I don't know if I can do this thing. But if you really look back on your life, you've had some moments where you've achieved some pretty cool things. Right. We just got to learn how to channel and to tap into that person more often. All right. Now, for the next 5, and we'll just go for 10 here. For the next 5, you're going to write down, what are 5 other moments that are really memorable in your life? All right, this could be a funny moment that you always just think back to, this funny part of your life or this funny moment. It could be a relationship that you had once in your life, and it could be about a relationship that healed you. It could be about a relationship that broke your heart, right? All you're doing is you're learning about you, right? It could be, for example, something that maybe was a trip you went on, and when you went on this trip, it changed your entire perspective about your life and the world, and you just got this different sense of a culture, and that experience shaped you in a way, right? It could be an experience you had when you were a little kid that is just a fond memory you have as a child. It could be a memory back when you were a kid that isn't one of your favorite memories, right? But write some of those memories down as well, all right? And all you're going to do in this next 5 is just write down 5 things about who you are. All right. And again, if you want to go with 10 more and push yourself to 20, these last 10 are really just going to be 10 other random things about who you are. Right. It could be some of your favorite things to do. It could be some of your least favorite things to do. It could be some of your most enjoyable experiences and moments in life. It could be some of your deepest and darkest experiences and moments in life. All right. But all we're doing here is we're getting a large sort of 10,000 foot view of your life, your experiences, your memories, your moments, your everything about you, right? We want to start to paint a beautiful picture here about you. Again, we're going the 20 facts of you. Now, the second step of this action after item is this is where we're going to start to learn about each other, right? One of the things I talk a lot about with, you know, a lot of people that I work with is that in everything that happens to our life, every decision we make, and we talk about this a lot on the podcast as well, is there's always a blessing, a lesson, a teaching, something you can gain from everything that you've gone through in your life, right? Sometimes it's easy to say, no, that thing happened and there's nothing positive or good that came from it. But I'm going to challenge you that there is something good, that there is something positive, that there is a seed that can help you grow and step into a better version of yourself in the future. Right? So what you want to do is go through all these lessons, these 20 facts of you, and very simply ask yourself, what are a few lessons that you could take from that? What are a few things that you could maybe point out that you go, wow, you know, in all these things that I wrote down, most of them had to deal with being around other people. So maybe I need to get around other people more and really enjoy that, because clearly based on the facts of me, I enjoy that. Right? Maybe it's a line of work or something you enjoy doing. Maybe you go through those facts and you go, man, you know, I've always enjoyed the times when I've been pouring into other people. So maybe I should do more of that. Right? And all you're doing here is you're starting to pull some lessons apart about who you are so that that can take you into the next phase of your life. All right. Now you can give yourself some time to mull over the lessons, the learnings, the teachings, all of those things from these facts about you. And another benefit of all of this is regardless of if you find that lesson or not, and I'm going to challenge you to really push and think and dig into what could some of these lessons be as you look at all these facts. But even if you don't get a crazy lesson, in the simplest sense, you're going to start to get a better understanding of really who you are, why you tick, how you move. And that's going to allow you to step into the next chapter of your life with more clarity as well. All right. So that's going to be the action after for this week, my friends. Again, write down 20 facts about you. Who are you? What makes you tick? What makes you move? What makes you shake? What makes you go dance when nobody's looking? What makes you angry? What makes you upset? What makes you sad? What makes you fulfilled? What makes you grateful? Write down 20 facts about you. Number two, start to pull some lessons from that. And then let that lead you in your life. All right, so that's going to be the action after for this week with Kathy Caprino. And other than that, my friends, I will see you on the podcast next week. Take care. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you, and it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes, and you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.